Blog Talk Radio.
Remember in one crew been so diverse. Trying to outdo the last verse that I burst, that is my curse. Your knight in rhyme and armor, sentimentalist slay all grand dragons. Grab the sharpest number two, then I'm savage. Somebody let me hold a number two pencil because they check. Somebody let me hold a number two pencil because they check. I'm flying through the night. Yeah, listen hard with some Sprite. Lyrics we put inside ya. Listen to these ATL riders. Keep your head straight. The streets full of snakes. Slithering, making deals, delivering. That we got you shivering. Paranoia. 1500 go to the lawyer. Having to pay in his ring. Dollars and cents. Stealing big bulls. Put up a fence. We're moving on till the crew is on.
Don't try and see your brain, cause stolen they gon' bang. Plus drain, you like the phone, sit on the wall, you're not getting such a fool.
Tell me, ho, anybody disrespect my zone, we gon' get it on till we get it gone. In your mind, get it right, you get it wrong, or you gon' get shot.
I didn't buy your words, right, same cop, take a skull, spin, get rid of figure, look at me, see that I showed them out, that type of rolling law, no give me on. Back in the room, son, pick up a spot, we keep raw dead. Cop, put a line, stop, I take your hair, we still like a true delete, I've
been here, this year, this one of the spots to lay it down around here, gold. Them all over the wall. If you ever take the book, yo, it had big balls. Laid it down hard more than one time. Yo, I hit it, get it gone, now I'm out of mine. Went from World Captain Curtis to the Hunter's folks. People still talking about the last rhyme I wrote. 87 was the year that I first stepped in. I'm hollering at the E, doing time in the pen. I say,
what is it, your voice? I crept in, stepping all over your best friend. No way in, the lyrical last ends. The smoke I said, tense, the young and the rest. Some of the best in the dirty south and Midwest. Hemisphere, stick on the beat of fear. The pain of me, oh, I go run these verses to make you see the fear. Try to dock and I put my plug off in their glove socket. No, the DCF is gone forever. Block it, lock it down.
The GCS, the chemo, who's known as the ether. Stop rest, young brother, bringing the pain through your speech. Up, it's like a disease to feed for the trees you need. I'm up in ease and feeling, exhibiting chilling by dealing with the devil himself. Increase my wealthy, more than 10 times the average minimum wage. Kind of trust me, these days are changing rapidly. Steady tactics, creatively maximized with proper investment. Can't be hesitant with them dead presidents. Or you lose, or you can lose your cash, but don't choose.
Whatever time, live from behind the screen, yeah.
I know a whole lot of brothers in the rap game, but most of them are in it for the shiny things. They want to smash all 10, maybe stack about 4. They want to live in the house, but don't want no grass to grow. See, what you need to do is learn the tricks of the trade. Go to work, put it down, and then get paid. If only two of us don't get caught for making a sale, I'm one, and if you the other, bro, I can't tell. Ain't nobody that can come in and get in the zone. Trying to kill 4 birds with about 15 stones. The C stands for Cool Breeze, who's known as the champ. Calhoun, the coolest cutter at camp.
Hey, my ones and my twos got your whole town shook. You better listen to your corner and watch for the hook.
The C stands for Cool Breeze, who's known as the champ. Freddie Calhoun, the coolest cutter at camp.
Hey, my ones and my twos got your whole town shook. You better listen to your corner and watch for the hook. You better listen to your corner and watch for the hook. You better listen to your corner and watch for the hook.
The C stands for Cool Breeze, who's known as the champ. Freddie Calhoun, the coolest cutter at camp.
Hey, my ones and my twos got your whole town shook.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, man. And it's Friday. Get your Bugatti, your Ciroc, you know what I'm saying? If it's your Ace, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you drinking on, you know what I'm saying? Make sure, you know what I mean? You definitely send us, you know what I'm saying, your hot music tonight, because tonight is hot or not. And this is the first time only. And one time only that we're going to actually allow independent artists to send us music while we're live on the show and play it live so we can give y'all honest feedback on your music if we're feeling it or not. So make sure you send it to CEO Lush Radio Online and make sure it's an MP3 file. It must be an MP3 file, because if it's not an MP3 file, then we will not be playing it on the show. So make sure that you send it MP3 format. And we're going to get it popping on Lush Radio Online tonight, you know what I'm saying? On Lush Radio Online tonight. And we're going to get it popping for y'all, man. Word up. And definitely we're going to give y'all some hot music. I might even give y'all some throwbacks. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I can do. I can do it. You know what I mean? And that's what it is. So that's what it is. We're live on Lush Radio Online. Giving y'all what you need, what you want. And just listen to us. We live on Lush Radio Online. And we getting it popping on the show. So hold up. You know what I'm saying? We about to go ahead and give y'all some music. About to give y'all some music real quick. I'm going to go and check some stuff out. Shout out to Capital Customs out there. I'm doing a one-through with the shirts, Ohana Shop, the whole squad, man. Let's go check through here, man. We got all kinds of stuff on in this joint, man. Let me see what's going on. I think I'm going to go ahead and play some. What I got in here? I got something from Ransom. Let me play Ransom. Shout out to Jersey. This is called Just from Ransom. Let's go.
Yeah. Man, I put so much love in this game, and they never loved me back. I put my arms around it and never hugged me back. Now it's 2012, it ain't have to come to that. Big L, Notorious Pac, I wish Pun was back. How can I love you when it's love and hurt? Not just another verse. Now when I'm rapping, I think of money first, and there ain't nothing worse. And yo, for what it's worth, mama call me every Sunday, praying I come to church. Come to rain red in a better spot. Why not push Nate to the blow? That nigga never dropped. I wish Jay never left the rock. I wish Puff never met the lock. Suge never stepped the block. Hood said I'm next to Pop, but I never left the block. 30 years old, I'm grown and never met my pop. This love hurts like a bad tooth. I show you how much I love you when I'm in that booth. A&R said I need to upgrade my gimmicks. I ain't with it, so I'm fitting for them young riches. And the road got a shimmer like young niches. What this is? Dirty with his palms clean. Trying to have my bank account pretty like a prom queen. Right now, shit ugly like the Swamp Thing. While we at it, wish Mike never met Don King. Doing free shows, never did I stress the venue. Ate what you served, never did I sweat the menu. I wish the set was together, I'd be the one to call. Then you can hear that overkill from the underdog. How can I love you when your heaven is my hell? Wishing them bullets didn't hit Jason Mazel. Well, this love hurting like a migraine. Dipset affiliate, I just never got a chance.
That's what it is, man. That right there, that was Ransom right there. And that was just right there. Definitely, you know, shout out to Ransom out there, the whole squad. And that's what it is, man. The whole squad is definitely popping out there in Jersey. Chill Trees. Elder Sensei just came out with a new video. It's definitely a hot one. You guys need to definitely go and check that out. Check out the Sensei and everything. He's doing his one, too. So definitely check that out and support that. We're going to go ahead and go to some more music live on Lush Radio. I'm going to go ahead and bang them Smurf and Domination, Man's Man, and we're going to be right back on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, Black Heart, Purple Heart. Take a trip into my life. This ain't a diss track. This a for real track. It's a letter to a few of my old friends. Allah puts a burden on no man which he can't handle. They throw thought I was done, doubted out.
See, I'm a man's man, never bitch up. At GG, I stand firm, never switch up. Y'all know my pedigree, who here could better me? The realest of the real, the next me, there never be. See, I'm a man's man, never bitch up. At GG, I stand firm, never switch up. Y'all know my pedigree, who here could better me? The realest of the real, next me, there never be. Hustle at your material, I'm banging material. My regular chick, y'all, they scratched off the cereal. I'm who they rap about, yap about, heard about. Either seen it with they own too or got it word of mouth. It started as a dream, making money with your team. Made a couple niggas lean. If they wasn't with the scene, you was fucking with the cream. I was fucking with the beam. Now you sucking on the steam or maybe ducking from a stream. What's the one niggas came to? You think it ain't true that who you thought was the spend? Dope been banging since Lex Coops. My team turned up Lex Coops. We cooking everything. So what up? Who the next goose? And that's word to my homie Ty. I miss my nigga, why I had to tell my homie by? Wish you was there to see your homie fly. I'ma keep your name alive, Southside till your homie die. See, I'm a man's man, never bitch up. At GG, I stand firm, never switch up. Y'all know my pedigree, who here could better me? The realest of the real, the next me, there never be. See, I'm a man's man, never bitch up. I stand firm, never switch up. Y'all know my pedigree. Who here could better me? Realest of the real. Next me, there never
I'm
be.
I'm destined for greatness. Never mind all the hatred. See through niggas, they can't disguise all the fakeness. Jungle habitat, I survived with the aces. Murder's perfectly planned, I hide all the traces. Revolvers spin clockwise and hold all the cases. How you gonna win against a handful of aces? I'm at the horse track, betting on the races. My gun is front of your crib, becoming impatient. But ain't going nowhere because it's worth waiting. I owe niggas, I'ma pay it with plugs. Niggas owe me, so I'ma take it in blood. Nobody wanna see us win, rather see us drown than see us swim. Instead of living free, see us in the pit. They want our shit to sink slow. We coming up for your info. Loyalty and love is what we here for.
Being that it was all so simple. See, I'm a man's man, never bitch up. At GG, I stand firm, never switch up. Y'all know my pedigree, who here could better me? The realest of the real, the next me, there never be. See, I'm a man's man, never bitch up. At GG, I stand firm, never switch up. Y'all know my pedigree, who here could better me? The realest of the real, next me, there never be.
I got it, cause when emotions get evolved, I don't see straight. Speeding through the stop signs, cut it, I don't see way. And I can see snakes, and as far as music, I've been doing this shit before I could be straight. Yeah, his big complaint is the mountain to me. Said if he could, then he'll move that mountain for me. And he told me to never give up, cause like a calculator, a lot of people is counting on me. Yeah, and I won't let him down, y'all. I'ma keep him surfing, I won't let him down, nah. I fuck with David Blaine, but I'm the only nigga around fly. I was lost in the rain, but somehow I was found dry. And if I die, another me, you'll never find. Run up on me, give you 12 from the number 9. Clown put on work, motherfucker. Hanging out with some who fight Smurf, motherfucker. Dice.
See, I'm a man's man, never bitch up. At GG, I stand firm, never switch up. Y'all know my pedigree. Who here could better me? The realest of the real. Next me, there never be. See, I'm a man's man, never bitch up. At GG, I stand firm, never switch up. Y'all know my pedigree. Who here could better me? The realest of the real. Next me, there never be.
Name's you. Feed the wolf.
Yeah, that was Banger Smurf right there and Domination, man. Cass is sending me in music, Joe, so I'm just checking out the music and seeing what's going on. We're going to play it live on the show today, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to play, you know, the music, and we want to know your feedback. I want you to call in at 347-826-772. First time we doing this on the show. We doing, you know, this is free of cost right now, first time and the last time. But we calling all independent artists, whether you doing pop, R&B, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Send it to me right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to play it live on the show. And I want to know, you know what I'm saying, what the hell is going on with y'all? What's popping? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to judge you on, you know, how long it takes for you to come in with your intro. And, you know, also I'm going to you know, check if, you know, if you got a melody, you know what I'm saying? And all kinds of shit, you know? Like, come on, like, if it's not popping like that, then I won't give you an interview. But if I really like your song today, you know, if I really like your song, I might actually give you an interview on the show on Lush Radio Online. But let's go to the line and see who we got cracking on the phone line with us. 216, I don't know, is that my boy, Y.Lil B? What's good, 216, what's poppin'? 216, you there? 216, you live on the line with Lush Radio Online. Y.Lil B there?
What up?
What's up with you, man? What's poppin'? Long time no here, man. Where you been? I know you've been going in and grinding, yeah. Haven't you?
A few situations to try to hold me back, but, you know, I'm out, I'm refocused. You know, like a phoenix that arose from the ashes, I'm good to go. What's been up, family?
Hey, man, you know that the movement don't never stop. We got to keep moving, you know what I'm saying? We keep grinding and stuff. We was doing the 48 Laws of Power yesterday. We had, like, 13 cats on the line. We was having a discussion, man. We had, like, 200 people in the chat room. We was retarded yesterday. We was talking about the 48 Laws, and, you know, 50 Cent did the 50th Law. So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Robert Greene out there. But y'all cats that want to get the transcript of the 48 Laws, I'm selling the drink for $2. $2. If you want it, email me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. If you want to read it, if you don't have the book, I got the transcript, the 48 Laws, you know, exactly what they explain. You can email me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. And I send you, you know what I'm saying? You send me the $2, we can get you cracking, you know what I'm saying? We're going to do part two next week, Thursday. It's going to be crazy. You know what I mean? So definitely rock with us, man.
I'm on.
What's popping, man? What's going on in your area?
You know, man, just getting back focused, you know what I'm saying? I had to push the album back. But you know what I'm saying? It's just one thing, diet, you know, everything will be cool. Stay focused. I mean, my team stay rocking, so I'm proud of them. I see Lush stay doing their thing as usual, so I'm definitely proud of you. Most definitely, you know, Guru, Airball, y'all held it down. So, you know, me, I'm just getting back in the swing of things and about to get this music. That's all. Get this money in this music.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I'm glad you back with us, man, because, you know, it ain't feel right when you wasn't around. It ain't feel right, you know?
Actually, that feel right, period. That ain't feel right for the kid. But, yeah, I miss y'all, most definitely. I miss y'all. I thought about y'all every day, but... Please believe when I was locked up, though, I had hella people go to the Lush Radio Online. You know what I'm saying? I was repping it tough in there. So, you know, it was all good, man. So hopefully you get some new followers.
That's what it is, man. But definitely, you know, support you in your endeavors and stuff. And we appreciate you coming in on the show. You could definitely help me with giving some of this feedback on some of this music and stuff. People were sending me some music. First time that we're doing No Cost. First time and the last time we're doing it. But just for the day, we're going to go nonstop, Hot or Nots, and we're going to get feedback on what's really popping with the music and stuff.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, we can start with that Bang on Smurf. That's a hit right there.
Mm-hmm, yeah, Bang on Smurf joint.
Right,
yeah, Bang on Smurf is definitely hot. I got from a couple different on the joint, so we definitely going to play their joint. I got one right now. I'm going to go ahead and go into this joint in the arsenal. I think it's called Tear Up the City or something like that. We're going to see. Let me check in this real quick. I think it's called Tear Up the City. No, I got this joint in here, cause I just uploaded that bad boy. So hopefully it's in here.
That's all love too, Lush. You showing hella love today. Today love day, then, man. We gonna call it love day for Lush, yo.
Yeah, today is love day. You know, and you know I don't normally just give people love like that. You know what I'm saying? So
I already know.
Today is love day for the independent artists and stuff. So, I'm gonna let you I'm gonna let you know what's going on. If I'm feeling it or not, if it's garbage, then it's garbage. I mean, there's nothing really I can say about that. You know, if it's garbage, it's garbage.
Get the fuck out of here, music.
this is one is Vic Poe. Vic Poe, Hot or Not. Let's see if we like it or not.
Never understood the word couldn't, was learning to get it in ways you niggas wouldn't. Foreshadowed my success when y'all thought I wasn't looking. Searching for recognition, trying not to be mistaken. Caught as a cook pushing, in and out the booking. My game started slipping, I started losing my footing. But trying to live comfortable, looking for a cushion. Hoping that I wouldn't, I figured out my calling. My words over beats made the G feel important. Blessed with the aura, everything I was talking. Real money flow, the lane couldn't afford it. See, I was taught how the real niggas play. Money over everything, the real nigga way. My son won't relate to you, ain't getting no cake. It stood Miss L, Mr. Throw it in your face.
Get that money, we in it to get rich. Money talk is the language that I get. I'm on my test TV, I say, hey. My test TV, I say, hey. Get that money, we in it to get rich. Money talk is the language that I get. I'm on my test TV, I say, hey. My test TV, I say, hey.
Give a nigga a hand, you want the whole arm. If I give you a piece of bread, next minute I turn around and the load's gone. But it's so much cash to throw around, I run the town. My shoes, I cuff the bottom when I walk around. It ain't enough time to do what you like. Cause when you getting money, all options open all night. I got that Ted DiBiase flow, Ted DiBiase flow. That $1 million man shit, you know. A world who can't speak to a boss, I set my game up. Bread long, got my aim up. Life threw me some change up. Didn't stop me from getting my change up. More full of myself and had a charge to tear every lane up. Well, I'm with the Southside favorite. Please believe we ain't the motherfuckers you try to play with. All I need is a little coaching, so I'm beasting with the best. About to get that money in motion, yeah.
Get that money, we in it to get rich. Money talk is the language that I get. I'm on my test TV, I say, hey. My test TV, I say, hey. Get that money, we in it to get rich. Money talk is the language that I get. I'm on my test TV, I say, hey. My test TV, I say, hey.
So we want to know if you think it's hot or not. Call in at 347-826-7722. Do you think it's hot or not? I am in between about that song. I don't know. I'm in between about that song. It kind of was redundant. I wasn't really feeling it like that. I mean, it didn't really grab my nature like that. You know what I'm saying? It really didn't. So, I mean, it is what it is. You know, it didn't make me want to say, you know, ow, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it was all right, you know. But, I mean, you know, to each his own, I really didn't like that song. I don't really think that it was hot. So I have to give that one a not on that one. I got a throwback for y'all, and we're going to come back to the hot or nots right here. This is from Digimo Planet. Y'all remember this joint? I'm cool like that. I'm fly like that. Let's go.
Thank you. rap, what key beat to lock, but I'm cool like that. 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 I'm cool.
Queen beat a chocolate, tap to my rap. She innovates after sweet a cat nap. He at the funk club with the vibrate. Then they be crazy down with the five mate. It can kick a plan, then a crowd burst. Me, I be digging it with the bug first. Us, we be freaking till dawn, peace and I. He gets to change his mind, so I say hi. Who understood? Yeah, understood the plan. Him heard of it and put it to his hand. What I just slipped, let borders get loose. How to consume all the beaches like juice. If it's the shit, we'll lift it off the plastic. The babes will go spastic, hip-hop is a classic. Pimp playing sharp, it don't matter, I'm fatter. Ask Butter how I zone.
Man, Cleopatra Jones.
And I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that. I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that. I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that. I'm chill like that, I'm chill.
Crew kid, seven and a crescent. Us cause a buzz when a nickel bets a dealt. Him, that's my man with the asteroid belt. They catch a fizz from the Mr. Doodle Big. He rocks a tee on the Brooklyn 9 pig. The reverbs are slick like my gangster stroll. The lyrics just like me coming stacks and rolls. You used to find the bug in a box of babes. Now he boogies up your stage, plats twist the braids. And I'm peace like that. 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 Check it out, man, I groove like that. I'm smooth like that. I jive like that. I roll like that.
Yeah, I'm thick like that. I stack like that. I'm down like that. I'm black like that.
Yo, I funk like that. I'm fat like that. I'm in like that, cause I swing like that. We jazz like that. We freak like that. We zoom like that. We out. We out. We out.
Right there, that was Digging with Planets right there. You know what I'm saying? And we're definitely taking y'all back, taking y'all back. We give you live feedback on music, man. If you like it or not, you know what I'm saying, call in at 347-826-7722. Kindness, we're going to play this song right here from, I think this is, this might be Lava. I think, let me check. We got a song. I know I got a new song from Special Ed, and I think it's Lava on the joint. So let me check and see. Going through the arsenal real quick. I know I got a new joint from them. Yeah, let's move it. And this is this one right here is with Lava and Special Ed. It's a new joint. Let me know if it's hot or not.
Coming back like karma. See you tomorrow. Me and Lava. Sharks in the water. Knocks in the armor. Hawk on the corner. I don't know ish. They talk to the coroner. Moral of the story is you really don't wanna. I ain't seen nothing. Found them on Rutland. I was on church and 31st. Home with a nurse. I'm so sick that it's only getting worse. By the minute, you get the hearse. I'll drive a minute. You know how many more could up die a minute. Lied and did it. Trial acquitted. Child quit it. You a mile a minute. I'm light years ahead of this. So remember this. That's how Brooklyn do it. Do it. Come on, let's move it. Move it.
I was proven affected and criminal just because some couldn't come to believe I was the best, so they trusted me. Blackout, look how I did them. There's bodies on the lawn and they didn't know I did it. And I really mean to do it, cause they brought out the best of me. Sucker, you foolish, you think that's the way that you bounce the ball. I ain't trying to go to jail or sell a final call. I learned to do things Flatbush style. Run up on a hater and punch him in the eye. Hey fella, you can't stop my mozzarella. I switch cars like parachutes and Chris fellas. And I got a dime, a fetish, a stone color of lettuce. I love to smoke that good old diesel. Who say lover? Ain't that lethal, y'all losers? Come on, let's move.
Yeah, yo, come on.
I take time with the lines and the verses. Gab said you better detail your chapters. Here's a pound of 10 packs of backwards. I'ma break them fools like they were chiropractors. I need me the money and the fame, never acting. A billion before I die, never acting. A zillion, yes, I came from the jacking. Breaking malls down in fractions. I'ma show y'all that I ain't losing. Come on, let's move it. The shot to the head, to the pen, to the pad, and then comes the fame and fortune. The rabbit ran the game and he lost it. On and on, I'ma keep getting fortunes. Boss of bosses, I ain't taking no losses. Shout out to the hustlers, shout out to the DJ. Shout out to my mama, cause she led the way. And shout out to the fans, cause they paved the way. And I am a hustler, that's how I know how to move it. I ain't losing, let's do it.
Yeah, you know what? That joint right there was actually hot. I'm going to get that joint, not biased because that's my big brother special Ed, but that joint was hot right there. Like, okay, like real hip-hop in the building. So shout out to that one. I definitely give that one a hot live on the show. So I definitely gave that one a hot. We got some more music. We got some music from Ace Smith and JP. We're going to play their music, and we want to know if it's hot or not. You know what I'm saying? Live on the show. But that one was Laba and Special Ed and stuff. But I'm going to go take y'all back again to another joint y'all ain't heard in a minute. De La Soul, Tribe Conquest, Buddy.
Listen to this disc jockey's introduction to Mother Bonnie's Lazy Garden. But before we let the herd out the gate, make sure all the levels are straight out.
The jungle, the brothers, the brothers.
Daylight though, on a roll. Black medallion,
yeah.
No gold. Hanging out with Bond, hanging out with me. Buddy, 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 all in my face. Fold the lap, Zimbrowski must wear a cap. Just in case the young girl likes to clap. Ain't for the win, but before I begin, I initiate the body with a slap.
I drop the beat for the fight from a Tribe Called Quest. When I see Buddy, I will never half step. I just do her tribal style and then check. The buddy that I like is to be sexy and nice. Just good enough for the one they call Fight. A brown skinned buddy with shoulder length hair. Nice firm breasts and a round derriere.
For the next, I'm the keeper from a top for Quest. And if your quest for the buddy, don't fess. If the Jimmy wants nothing but the best.
The best?
The best. Let's pick out the Jimmy and see what we can catch. Won't be needed unless
anyone gets right to the flat.
Dance
dancing on the dance floor. Girl, it's she that I adore. Step off stage, just scream for more. Native tongue, got rhymes galore. Snap my fingers, make you mine. If not, I'll snap a second time. After that, I guarantee you will be standing next to me.
Fly, buddy.
Buddy.
Don't you know you make me go nutty?
Nutty.
I'm so glad that you're not a buddy duddy.
Duddy.
Not too skinny and not too chubby. Soft like silly buddy, Miss Crabtree.
Crabtree.
I know that you're not mad at me, cause
at
I
me.
Told you that it was your buddy.
Buddy.
That was making me ever so horny.
Horny.
Jungleistically horny. I won't lie, I love D-U-D-D-Y. Cause I never let it walk on by. When it comes to me and Jenny, I seem
very serious.
Like a pig free, buddy is an act that occurs on the lift. When Jimmy and Jenny start shooting the gift, boy, let me get shot, I won't even riff. On the dial, my buddy talks to me for a while. Plug two with the hint of her chip. On the A side of sometimes the flip. Word up, buddy, is the bud to my daisy tree. And the looting to my do-ray me. And the pleaser to my man plug three.
Plug three gets the whole cookie
behind the bush. My buddy likes the way that I push. And like a champ, just knock it on out. Never ever once selling out.
Girl, I see us live in the building, man, and it's Friday, and it's time for you to go ahead and wild out. You got your paychecks, man. Don't spend all the money. Make sure you save some of it. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely popping tonight, man. So many different clubs is going in. Shout out to New Hope, New York area, DMV area, the whole worldwide. We here, Lush Radio Online, man. Yesterday we talked about the 48 laws of power, and you know what I'm saying? It was brought to my attention. You know, 50 Cent got the 50th law, you know what I mean? Also co-signed by your man, Robert Greene, who wrote the actual book, 48 Laws of Power. Call in too, man. And the question for the day is, are you a gold digger? And just because you're looking for a man that got some money, does that actually mean that you're a gold digger? Call in at 347-826-7722. What's the definition of a gold digger? Call in at 347-826-7722. I got my boy Spokes live in the building, Mr. Exit 9, live in the building on Lush Radio Online. What's up, Spokes?
What's happening, man? What's going down? First and foremost, thank you for having me on the program. Appreciate it. It's going to be kind of hard to follow a Chubb Rock drop because he's awesome. But anyway, may I chime in on the topic at hand?
What you say? You want to chime in on the topic now about a gold digger?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean,
so what's
okay.
The definition of a gold digger?
Definition of a gold digger is somebody who is looking for you to have the means to her end. If she's looking for a come up, then, yeah, she's a gold digger. But at the end of the day, nowadays, this is just my opinion, most chicks are looking for somebody who is as equally as successful as they are financially. You know what I mean? That don't necessarily make her a gold digger. That just make her a planner, you know what I mean? Because she don't want to get into a situation where she's taking care of the guy. So, I mean, it makes sense if you do it for the right reasons. But if you're just saying, yeah, he's got to have this in order to be with me because I'm trying to come up, then, yeah, you're a gold digger. So that's just my opinion. But, you know.
Oh, man. Ladies, do you have tendencies of being a gold digger, or have you ever been a gold digger? And is it wrong to be a gold digger? Call in right now at 347-826-7722 and let us know if you're a gold digger or you know somebody that's a gold digger, and tell us the experience live right now on Lush Radio Online, man. I don't know. You know, folks, the thing about it is with the gold digging situation is, you know, a lot of, you know, the young ladies are taught to, you know, aim for the guy that has money. It's never like, okay, you know, two people can build together. He's like, aim for the guy, you know what I'm saying, never settle for less. So, I mean, if they're going after a guy that does have money, does that consider them being a gold digger even though they was raised like that?
If they're genetically predisposed to it, then I can't say it's their fault. To be told, I think we need to track the mother down, drag her in the streets, and beat her. I'm joking. I'm not serious. Don't hit the mother. That is not okay. Violence is not advocated on this program or any others. But no, seriously. That's true what you just said, because a lot of mothers teach their daughters that, and I think that they shouldn't do that, but that's just me. I mean, if she's, I'm just like, you know, some dudes are taught that they can't be emotional. It's to me, it's all about, you know what I mean, how you was raised and what you were told when you was a kid. I mean, cause you know as well as I do, some of what we are told as children sticks with us, even though we get grown and we develop our own opinions and we have children and we teach our children sometimes the same things. That doesn't make it the right thing to teach a child, but at the end of the day, you know, no parent is parent of the year. We all make mistakes, and we all tell our children things that we shouldn't tell them. And to go after a dude with money is one of those things. But, you know, all I can do is tell my daughter not to do that. I tell her to pretty much have your own situation going on. Don't worry about what the next person is doing because you can't control that. So that's all I'm responsible for, and that's all I can be accountable for. So, I mean, I can't speak for everybody, but I do know that I'm going to try to keep my daughter away from that mindset, because it's the wrong mindset to have. So it's just
being a gold digger. I mean, if you are a gold digger, or you've seen an experience of gold diggers, or you have a story about a gold digger, call in right now at 347-826-7722. And in between that, we're going to be playing some Hot or Nots, man. We're going to give you guys some honest feedback on your music, man. We said tonight, only tonight, free of cost tonight. It's the last time we're doing it. Independent Artist Center right now, CEO Lush Radio Online at gmail.com. We will be playing music, and we aren't pre-listening to it, so if it's garbage, we're going to say it's garbage. So don't get hurt. Don't get in your feelings. I'm going to be honest, because me and Spokes are going to be honest about this music, okay? So we're going to check it out. I think I got one from this guy named JP and everything. We're going to check it out and see what's going on with this joint. Do I got it? Yeah, I got JP, Bottles of Liquor. Hot or Not, Bottles of Liquor, JP. So, guys, I want you to listen to this song. It's Hot or Not. And if it's hot, you know what I'm saying, give it a capital H. If it's not hot, you know what I'm saying, then give it a lowercase.
Give it a capital
Hot or Not.
G for
put it
garbage.
In the garbage, shit on it, set it on flames, all that. You know what I mean? Don't even send me garbage. But if you're scared of it, you know what I'm saying, don't send it to me, because we're going to put you on blast. JP, Bottles of Liquor, is it hot or not? We're going to judge you on how long your intro is, and you know what I'm saying, what's going on with the music, and we're going to come back to the callers. Let us know if it's hot or not. JP, Bottles of Liquor.
Yeah, Quarter Squad. It's JP, homie. Super J. Go ahead and pop one.
Yesterday you were sober, you'll be hungover tomorrow, cause by the end of the night, you'll be drowning all your sorrows in a bottle of liquor, in a bottle of liquor,
uh-huh.
In a bottle of liquor, in a bottle of liquor.
Let's go.
Yesterday you were sober, you'll be hungover tomorrow, cause by the end of the night, you'll be drowning all your sorrows in a bottle of liquor, in a bottle of liquor, in a bottle of liquor.
That's right.
one drink in my system, I'm going all night.
All night.
Huh. Yeah, you just my type. Spaceship outside, so let's take
You'll
a flight.
You'll be drinking with me. I'm taking to a place that you never been.
Out of space.
You do things that you never believe. You'll see.
Yeah.
You'll see. You'll see. Yesterday you were sober, you'll be hungover tomorrow. Cause by the end of the night, you'll be counting all your sorrows in a bottle of liquor. 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 Yesterday you were sober, you'll be hungover tomorrow. Cause by the end of the night, you'll be drowning all your sorrows in a bottle of liquor. In a bottle of liquor. In a bottle of liquor.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, we're back on Lush Radio Online right there. That was a bottle of liquor by your boy, JP. And we want your feedback. I mean, was that hot or not? But I'm going to go ahead and ask my co-host live tonight, the beautiful and wonderful, the hot spokes over there. What do you think about it, man?
Before we even get into that, I just want to say that it's awesome. That's like the first time in my life I've ever been referred to as beautiful, and I think it's wonderful. So yeah, I just want to get that out the way now. On to the bee's knees. I liked it. I liked it. I did. Initially, I was, you know, skeptical simply because I'm always hard on independent artists, but at the same time, if it's a good song, I'm going to tell you it's a good song. I liked it. So there you go.
You know what? I was scared, too, because I didn't know what to expect, but I don't know if I heard that song before. I don't know. But maybe it might have gotten my emails and I kind of like, I don't know.
It was real catchy. That's the number one thing I noticed.
It's one of them joints that after you hit it, you're going to be humming the joint. It's like that joint is hot.
Even if you don't want to hum it, you're going to. Mm-hmm. You're going to get mad because you don't want to, but you have no choice. So I liked it. So there it is.
I think it's. I gave it a capital H. That joint was actually hot. Like I actually like that joint. That could be a crossover song, and it can also be a it could be a crossover song, and it can also be a club song. That joint was actually hot. Like I really like that joint right there. A single that could be a winner. That joint is hot right there. Bottle of liquor,
definitely. And I think that if he pushes it right, it could definitely do some things. But at the end of the day, you know what I mean. We're only two people with an opinion. Call with your opinion. You know what I mean. So we want to hear from you, and we'll pretty much wait to see what you say. So
yeah. So you guys call in and let us know what you think about this whole bottle of liquor and song. If you didn't get to hear it, we'll play it again for you guys later on in the show. We got another joint, Hot or Not, from A. Smith. Get It Started. Hot or Not, A. Smith. Let us know what you think. Call in at 347-826-7722. Lush Radio. Let's go.
Let's get this party started, get this party started. Ooh, I'm trying to shake me like a candle. So let's get this party started, get this party started. Ooh, we can't find the club, I'm cruising. I'm trying to find me a place to get this party moving. I know somebody knows where the best spot is at. A place for nobody that's holding back. Everybody's dressed up, we're working it. Everybody, let's get the party started. Tell the DJ to turn the music up.
Music down, yeah.
We're about to party all night. The music's right, so hold on tight. It's about to get loud. Get the party started. Ooh, I'm trying to shut the club.
body in the sky, setting it all hanging out. And I'm feeling it, so it's more time for me to get my dance on, baby. It's about time for me to get crazy. Gonna care for nothing that I'm about to say. I need another dream.
Now 347-826-7722. You're live on Lush Radio Online with the hottest man in the building. My boy Spokes. You already know what it is, man. Sound Off Nation. You already know what it is. He's live in the building. And that one right there was Ace Smith right there. Get this party started, man. Is it hot or not? Let us know what you think. If it's hot, say it's hot. You know what I'm saying? Clap for it. But if it's garbage, then throw it in a bag, set it on fire, regurgitate it, step on it. I don't care what you do. Just get rid of it. Spokes, tell us what you think before we go to the line.
For me to tell you that I didn't like it, I'd be lying. I did like certain elements of the song, but I do think it was too safe. It was too easy to do that. I think that person definitely should think a little harder and put out a little extra effort when it comes to making their songs, because that was too safe. I think it can get some plays on Mix Show, you know what I mean? But, you know, it was okay. It didn't suck. Let's say that. It didn't suck.
Okay.
I don't know if my eardrum is in a good mood or what, but, yeah. It didn't suck.
Oh, man, definitely. And you know what? And the thing about it is guys, we're giving honest feedback, man. We telling you straight off the top of our heads. We're not going to sugarcoat anything. If it sucks, it sucks, point blank. You know, I don't have time to sit here to lie to you. But honestly, I can tell you my feedback on that song. I think I'm going to give it a little hot. Like a little baby H hot, the lowercase hot, because
yeah.
it got you like kind of like, yeah, you singing this joint is kind of hot, but then at the same time, you know, it was kind of redundant. I was like, man,
yeah.
Now what the hell, you know? But I mean, shout out to A Smith, that joint was alright though. I mean, it could definitely pass as a club joint. It's definitely a dance joint though. It's like a dance popish type joint. Caller from the block number, you're live on the line. I think we might have my big brother on the line. We're going to check in a second. Caller from the block number, what did you think? Was it hot or not? What did you think about the song?
What's up, Nick? This is Pat. What's going down with you?
How you doing, Pat? Pat live from the Dallas, Texas area. Pat, what did you think about the song?
Well, I was listening to it. I mean, it's cool. I mean, I ain't going to jam it in my car, but it's cool, though. You know, it wasn't whack. It was all right. It was like,
he said it wasn't wet.
Nah, it wasn't wet. I mean, I wouldn't bag it up and throw it away. But you ain't gonna. It ain't nothing I'm gonna jam in my car. I'm gonna put on,
yeah.
If I'm going to a party, I'm gonna say rock that real quick. It ain't nothing like that. But it's cool.
That's what it is.
It's cool, like some Plies music. You know, like Plies music. I ain't gonna rock him that hard. But you know, it's cool. It'll do.
Okay, that's what's up. It's honest feedback right there. And I think I got my big brother live on the line. We might have Special Ed live on the line. And we got a new joint for him that I played earlier. And he coming back hard. This is my big brother. Let me see if he live on the line. Ed, is you there? What's up?
Yo, what's good in the hood?
What's good, Ed? What's hot with you?
Everything is love, man. I'm out here in these hot-ass streets. You know what I mean? Yo, getting my car washed. This shit is hot out here. Ain't no shade on this side of this block. Talk about the block is hot. Nigga, the block is hot. Heard?
Wow.
Oh, let me give my brother some love, man.
What's good, Lushy Lush?
Oh, man, I'm honored to have you. Have you on here, man. You don't understand. Every time you come through, I feel like shedding tears, man.
Hold on.
No, I love you to death. I got my boy Spokes, you know, live on the line with us, you know what I'm saying? Exit 9 in the building.
What's up?
Live on the line, Lushy Lush, break the earth crust with one touch.
Well, check this out, though. I think I just noticed something. Your show is way more awesome than mine's was. I never had sound effects on my shit, so do your thing. I always had to make my own. I hated that shit.
That's what it is, man. You know, Ed, this new joint you got with Lava, man, tell us about that joint. The joint is actually hot, man.
Well, pretty much, you know, my man Gutter came by my studio out here in Charlotte, and he was like, yo, man, my artist Lava, he got this joint with Come On, Let's Move It. So, you know, I was like, all right, come on, let's move it then. So he popped it in. It's a rap, you know what I'm saying? I got the Pro Tools, so it's nothing but a word. So we put it down, you know, Lava coming out of BK. You know, he a dude that's very knowledgeable about his game and his craft, and I respect that. You know, I just respect dudes that keep it real. So we just dropped it. You know, I dropped that on him. I mean, he's one of the few people that come to me when they use my shit. So if you're going to come to me, I'm going to respond. What the problem is, most dudes just do it, and you hear it on the radio. They don't come to you and say, yo, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, what's up? You know, so he just came correct, and I was in the mood to spit as usual. So we just did it up, but that's what's up, you know, and I'm in the mode already. I'm mixing my album, The Specialist. You know what I'm saying? Popping off this summer. We going for the July release. You know, I'm just doing my thing right now, my 1-2. I'm back and forth in the A, mixing, getting it right.
That's what
Yao
it
Ming?
Is.
Yao Ming?
Big bro, you crazy as hell. I love you to death, man. I just want to, I want everybody to, you know, to hear the new music and stuff because, you know, People don't know, man. I mean, Ed is doing shows like crazy. He doing features, you know. He did the Rick Ross joint, Magnificent and stuff. He was in that in the cameo in that joint. And I mean, he's doing shows like crazy. He got the new album coming out. It's about to be a whole crazy campaign, and you know, Lush Radio support anything that Ed do out there. You know what I'm saying? We definitely support him hard body. The new joint with Lava is crazy. So I want y'all feedback right now while he's live on the line. And independent artists, send your music right now, real live, real quick. When he has a quick time, I'm going to let him listen to some of the music and give his live feedback on it. But make sure it's not garbage because he will put you on blast.
Man, it's too hot out here for some garbage. Y'all better send some shit in because it's hot out here for me to
for
be
real.
Out here with that, you know?
Yeah, right up. So I'm gonna play this joint right now, Ed. Let's move it, and then we're gonna get the feedback from the people. Okay, fam?
No doubt.
That's what it is. Let's move it, Special Ed and Lava. Let's go.
Lava, sharks in the water, knocks in the armor, hawks on the corner. I don't know ish.
They've talked to the coroner. Moral of the story is you really don't wanna. I ain't seen nothing. Found them on Rutland. I was on church and 31st. Home with a nurse. I'm so sick that it's only getting worse. By the minute, you get the hearse, I'll drive a minute. You know how many more I'll die a minute. Lied and did it. Trial acquitted. Child quit it. You a mile a minute. I'm light years ahead of this. So remember this. That's how Brooklyn do it. Do it. Come on, let's move it. Move.
I was proven affected and criminal just because some couldn't come to believe I was the best, so they tested me. Blackout, look how I did them. There's bodies on the lawn and they didn't know I did it. And I really mean to do it, cause they brought out the best of me. Sucker, you fool, if you think that's the way that you bounce the ball. I ain't trying to go to jail or sell a final call. I learned to do things Flatbush style. Run up on a hater and punch him in the eye. Hey, fella, you can't stop my mozzarella. I switch cars like Paris Hilton, Swiss fellas. And I got a dime, my fetish is stone color of lettuce. I love to smoke that good old diesel. Who say never? Ain't that lethal, y'all losers? Come on, let's move it. I take time with the lines and the verses. Gab said you better detail your chapters. Here's a pound of 10 packs of backwards. I'ma break them fools like they was chiropractors. I need me the money and the fame, never acting. A billion before I die, never acting. A zillion, yes, I came from the jackin'. Breaking malls down in fractions. I'ma show y'all that I ain't losing. Come on, let's move it. To the shot, to the head, to the pen, to the pad, and then comes the fame and fortune. The rabbit ran the game and he lost it. On and on, I'ma keep getting fortunes. Boss and bosses, I ain't taking no losses. Shout out to the hustlers, shout out to the DJ. Shout out to my mama, cause she led the way. And shout out to the fans, cause they paved the way. And I am a hustler, that's how I know how to move it. I ain't losing, let's do it.
And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, man, that's the Big Papa, man. That's my boy, Big Brother Special Ed and Lava Live in the building. Come on, you know what I'm saying? Let's move it, you know what I'm saying? That joint is definitely hot. But we want to know what the people feel about it, you know what I'm saying? Spokes, what you think about that joint, Spokes? What you think about that?
It's a modern throwback to me. Like, I like it because to me it reminds me of like hip hop in its rawest form. You know what I mean? I like the core values of that record. That's why I like that record.
That's what it is. What it is. Bugsy out of Boston. What up, Bugsy? You live with Special Ed, man. What you think about that joint, son?
Was goody Lush. Salute everybody. Yo, man, that right there, get the capital H, man. Brought it back to that. Like original hip hop, like my man just said, man. I mean, bringing it back.
It is. Spokes, you got a question for Ed right now?
Sure. As far as everything that you got going on, what would you say your proudest piece of work is to date?
My proudest piece of work is when I go and talk to kids and go do stuff that I know is going to help people, when I go inspire somebody to make themselves better, or when I influence a dude to go out there and he becomes a multimillionaire. That's the proudest moment. That's like a proud parent moment for me. That's how I feel. That's the most rewarding shit, when somebody could say, yo, this or that changed my life, or yo, I remember this when I was, you know, down, or I was here or there, and that shit kept me going. That's what I like.
Definitely, man. And it's always good to give back, and it definitely gives back, and he always, you know, I look at him as an inspiration. Sometimes I be asking him for advice about stuff, you know, And he's definitely a good dude, for real. And he definitely answers his Twitter. So we want to make sure everybody follows him on Twitter right now, at Special Ed Music, and follow him and add him and stuff like that. And he's definitely doing shows. You want to book him for shows and everything like that. You know, he can definitely do, you know, come be a speaker at an event, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, he's been there and done that. You know, that's longevity right there. So, you know, he's definitely doing his thing. Bugsy, you got a question for Ed while he on the line?
Well, I mean, I just heard him say he got the album dropping out. I mean, other than that, what you got lined up for the summer?
Well, for this summer, I'm also doing some of my own events. You know, I've been doing shows so long, like, it's really events. Sometimes I get down with corporate or nonprofits, and I put some things together. So I'm putting something together called the Old School Special Edition. It's really basically an authentic event with real old school people and not just people using the moniker or using the name just like it's real. This is real. And what I'm going to do is bring in, you know, like, My DJs, like, you know, the Red Alerts, the Chuck Chillouts, the Biz Markies and things of that nature. And then, you know, bring some special guests through so the people could really see, you know, we all real. Because at the end of the day, you know, they pioneers and they are legends. So it's a matter of just, you know, people sometimes they like, damn, I always wanted to meet such and such. Well, now you're going to get a chance to meet them. And at the end of the day, it's charitable as well because we donate a portion to at least 2 charities at each market. And we go into different markets. So if you want to bring the Old School Special Edition in your market, just hit me up and we chop it up, make it happen, Captain, and do it. You know what I'm saying? Come on, let's move it.
Special Ed is telling y'all. We got another call. I think we got Future Guru out of Jersey. Guru, what's popping? You live with Ed. What's up, Guru?
Yeah, shout out to Special Ed. Yeah, I've been a fan.
Peace,
you know.
Peace.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Bugsy. I heard Bugsy. I just clicked in, man. And, hey, I just want to give a shout out to everybody that's listening, man, and supporting the show. Ed, I got a question for Ed, man. I just want to know, man, like, since you holding it down, for like you just said, for the generation of hip-hop enthusiasts, as I call it, like, in that era that you was in, man, that's what I would like to put a certain class, you know, like, it's a certain class of hip-hop artists that's really down with your movement, man, you know, and not for nothing, man, I just want to give a shout-out to what you've been doing and actually find out what's going on the international scene, because I know you do a lot of overseas and stuff like that, man. What's going on out there?
Well, to be honest, man, I go out there a little here and there, but not as often as I would like. What needs to happen is just for me to go all the way out there, they got to put something together that's attractive. You know, a couple shows, a nice little run. Usually they call me with a little one-off or a little two-off when I could get the same money here in the U.S.
Oh.
So, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like come to me with something popping, throw me on a tour, do something, put a package together, and let's do that. But otherwise, it's like, you know, I try to limit the amount of time I spend away from my family and my kids. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
And what makes more sense to me is what makes more sense to me. You know what I mean? So if something popping and they got it, I go. Don't get me wrong now. I go. I go get that bread anywhere it's at. You just tell me who got it, point at them, and I'm going to go get it.
Definitely. And like I said, right now, you know, he's available for bookings. You know what I mean? Summertime is popping. I know a lot of y'all cast is doing shows, trying to some old school joints and even some new school joints. He's doing some things, and y'all artists that want to get some bars on your joints and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? Why not get a legend like Ed, you know, on your joint? So, you know, make sure, you know what I'm saying, y'all hit me up or on CEO Lush Radio Online at gmail.com or hit him up on his Twitter, Special Ed Music, at Special Ed Music, on a joint, because he's definitely working, he's definitely doing his thing, and he's definitely giving back to the community body. Ed, I'm going to play this other joint, man. We got this other joint. It's from All Biz, Pardon My Flavor, featuring Cheen. This is another Hot or Not, guys. We want the feedback. Special Ed is live on the line, so make sure if you do send some, make sure it's hot, because if it ain't, we're going to put it on blast. And he said it's too hot out there that we listen to some garbage.
Hell yeah, I'm ducking in the shade right now. I had to cross the street.
two lane big ass street too. I'm playing talk out here. Don't play, yo. Send some hotness in.
Seriously, man. We playing this joint right here. All Biz, Part of My Flavor, featuring Ching.
Be sure to be cool with neighbors. You can tell you're talking to hustlers. If they ask you where I'm sitting, I'm on top of the world. Like, fuck all the haters. I'm having a good time. Part of my flavor. Takes a little skill to do it this way. Takes a little skill to do it this way. Like, fuck all the haters. I'm having a good time. Part of my flavor. Takes a little skill to do it this way. Takes a little skill to do it this way.
Fresh out the womb. Selling M-E-T-H-O-D, man. When it was still all about the Benji's. Hard knock life, 98, 99. Always ahead of my time. When I was 8, I was 9. No storyline, cause y'all ain't been through shit. 8-4 corner pocket and hit him with the pool stick. Call the booth the toilet, you know where I'm shitting. Anybody ask, you know where I'm sitting. On top of the world.
Like, fuck all the haters. I'm having a good time.
Is it hot or not? Is it hot or not? That's the question. Is it hot or is it not? Or is it just a little bit hot and you want to give it a lowercase h? Call in right now at 347-826-7722. We got the one, the only, world-famous Special Ed live in the building. You know what I'm saying? I'm the magnificent. I mean, come on now. I got it made, the legend, the icon, my big brother live in the building. You better act like you know. So first and foremost, I'm gonna let Ed tell us, is it hot or not? How did he feel about it? How you feel about it, Ed?
I'm gonna give that. Well, first of all, I'm gonna tell you, I'm listening on a telephone, so
uh-huh.
It's a little different for me. I want to hear that on speakers, so I'm gonna
uh-huh.
give it a medium H. I like it. I'm gonna give it a medium H because it was definitely on the borderline. It reminded me of like a MOP slash Woo, like a raw hip hop flavor, and I heard him say some things, you know what I mean, that was interesting. I was like, okay, you know, he said he ahead of his time. When he was 8, he was 9. So shit like that I like to hear on a system, you know what I'm saying? So I'm
uh-huh.
going to give them a medium H and say I want to hear that shit again. So tweet it to me, send it to me so I can hear it on some speakers.
Okay, that's what's up. I'm going to definitely send you that joint in a few. And Spokes, what did you think about that? Was it hot or not? How did you feel about it?
I'm going to hear him. I damn near don't have to talk because he just pretty much said everything I wanted to say. So, yeah, but not, I mean, I like the record. You know what I mean? I think, you know, see, this is the thing. With me, I'm big on mood music. You know what I mean? Like, that record will put me in the mood where I want to fight. But given the fact given the fact that, you know, when I swing, I tend not to connect, it's going to be kind of hard for me to want to fight someone, but that record is definitely tough. Like he said, lowercase h, all that good stuff, you know what I mean? Let me put it in my car and give you the true test, because if I can't ride to it, then it doesn't need to be in my vehicle at all. But, yes, I like it.
Okay, that's what it is. That's what it is. Bugsy, what did you think about that?
Well, like they said, man, you got to hear it in the car. But, I mean, I'm going to give it the warm. Only reason why I'm going to give it the warm is because it really ain't catch me like a headbanger normally do, like where you just drop everything you're doing and say, yo, who's this?
Can I ask you a question?
What's good?
What is the warm? What is that?
Well, I mean,
I'm just saying. No, he's coming up with some new shit. Let him explain it.
Warm's like it's a step below hot. You know what I mean? Like it ain't really scorching
right now.
You know what I mean? Like it's still warm. So you know what I mean? Like I said, it ain't really catch me at first. You know what I mean? Like normally, if I hear a banger, I'm dropping everything I'm doing and I'm focusing on it. You know what I mean?
This is true. Right. By the way, I'm gonna use that. I hope you haven't copyrighted it or anything, trademarked it, because.
He said, I'm stealing that.
I'm letting it be known, so when it's time to go to court, you can call your lawyers and tell them I said it. Yeah.
Goo, what you think about that joint? Was it hot or not?
Nah, I'm going to give it a lowercase h, because, you know, the samples in there was kind of dope, actually.
And
it went with
exactly.
The beat. Nice, gave it that old school, like, you know, that you really wanted to turn up in your speakers. If you had it bumping in your car, you would turn it up, probably. So or somebody would want you to turn it up. So I'm going to actually just go ahead and say that's how I would be feeling on that track, you know, that I would turn that up. So I got to give it a lowercase h. And the delivery was pretty decent. I ain't going to take nothing away from the delivery. He had some witty stuff in there. I'm going to leave it at that. Lowercase h, you already know.
I got this other artist, but he's new. He just got signed to Glasses Malone, the that whole movement they got going on. His name is Conflict. And he got a song right here featuring Glasses Malone. I want to know if y'all think it's hot or not, man. We taking it over to the West Coast side.
Shout out to my homie G Malone, man. He already know what it is. Cash Money, Blue Division, Badass, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. He came on the show. Definitely shout out to him, the whole squad and everything like that. I want to know what y'all think, man. Is it hot or not? And then I might throw back, you know what I'm saying, I Got It Made or something, you know, just because I feel like it, just because I can, you know.
Lucky Lush.
It's her program. She can do whatever she wants, so.
Right.
It happens.
Right.
Suck on it.
What'd you say, Ed, what you was about to say?
Nah, I was saying it's the Lushy Lush world.
Yeah, man, we're going to come back in a second. We're going to play this joint, if it's hot or not. And then we're going to go ahead and we might go ahead and play I Got It Made, just because we can. And I got one more from a female artist. This is like the only female that submitted something to me, so we're going to play it. This one is Conflict and G Malone. Let me know what you think.
I'm just doing my stuff, popping in the club. See them hoes getting at me like, daddy, what's up? I'm just doing my stuff. Two drinks in my hand, then it's back to the bar. Fucking off friends. I'm just doing my stuff.
I'm doing my stuff.
I'm just doing my stuff.
I'm doing my stuff.
I'm just doing my stuff.
I'm doing my stuff.
I'm just doing my stuff.
I'm doing my stuff.
Hey. Put your hands up, move them around.
Hey.
Put your hands up, move them around.
Hey.
Put your hands up, move them around. What it look like, think you short, what I make these bitches look right. Yeah, fresh off the mound, call G the pitcher. Pitch this, pitch shine, that's called a switcher. Lil' lean, put your spray, that's a slow ball. Used to ride around, hit the cane like I'm Mo Dog. Now let me show y'all, nigga ain't clean. Blue G, we got the street saved.
Hey,
put your hands up, move them around.
Hey,
put your hands up, move them around.
Hey,
put your hands up, move them around. Now enough with the hate, bring Malone back. So hot, drop sirens on my own track. Matter of fact, tell the DJ to double up. It's in the rosé, ain't none but a couple bucks. Dirty Mac and real flair, what the fuck is up? Let us catch you on the set, bet we fuck you up. All you suckers suck, can't stop G. I cut the cable off, my nigga watch me. I'm just doing my stuff, popping in the club. See them hoes getting at me like, daddy, what's up? I'm just doing my stuff. Two drinks in my hand, and it's back to the bar, fucking off brand. I'm just doing my stuff.
I'm doing my stuff.
I'm just doing my stuff.
I'm doing my stuff.
I'm just doing my stuff.
I'm doing my stuff.
I'm just doing my stuff.
I'm doing my stuff.
Hey, put your hands up, move them around.
Hey.
Put your hands up, move them around.
Hey.
Put your hands up, move them around.
Hey.
Put your hands up, move them around.
I'm just doing my stuff. Mugging like
like what? Granddaddy perk, yak in the cup. Sagging like a motherfucker, hand on my nuts. And I'm looking for the issue, hand on the pump. Niggas know the side, LA flu. Hop out the six like nigga, what it do? Homie, who is you? The gang, we official. Hoes get dick, hoe nigga, see pistols. What? Nigga, but I'm good on the east. Brown little squares in the CLC. Mobbing through the club, hoes know what it be. When I toss game on her, she lay with a G. 2020 sight, see the money that I see. I'll forever be fly, see the money for me. I hustle raps like a true D-boy. And the club ain't turn without some blue D-boys.
I'm just
doing
myself, popping in the club. See them hoes getting at me like, daddy, what's up?
Yo, this is your boy, Chubb Rock. And definitely when I'm in the DMV area, baby, I'm always rocking with Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, that right there, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the whole Blue Division. That's Conflict featuring G Malone right there. You know what I'm saying? And I want to know what you think. Was it hot or not? You know what I'm saying? Special guest, special Ed live in the building. What you think about that, Ed?
It was I mean, you know, it didn't have nothing outstanding to me. Like, nowadays when you make a record, so you make a song, something got to stand out and punch you in the face. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Something just got to get you. Like,
if it ain't
that bass line or that little extra guitar, or something he's saying, or you know what I mean? It was just kind of like, you know, listening to underground radio. It was all right. Mm. It wasn't really, you know, I don't know if it was an H.
Oh, that's what it is. That's what it is. You're giving honest feedback, and
that's honest. There wasn't nothing wrong with it. Like, I wouldn't call it whack. I would just say it was kind of reminding me of like I was listening to college radio or you know something like that. Like, it need something. When you make a song, like I said, man, it got to.
It just didn't have that oomph to it. It just ain't had that oomph to it.
And one thing I gotta say though, that doesn't mean that another record they got ain't incredible. It just means that this particular one, like that might not be the single. They probably got something that's hot, but they think that's the hottest. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's just a matter of opinion. And my opinion is that might not be the single, but you know they got abilities. You know, ain't nothing wrong with it. It just ain't kick me in the face.
Hey, what your man call it? It was that warm. It was the warm. Shout out to G Malone, though. You know what I'm saying? I think, like he said, I think it's I'd like to hear more music from the dude. If that's any indication of whether I liked it or not, I want to hear more from him to see exactly what he's got in his tank. But other than that, you know what I'm saying? Medium H
right.
on my part, lowercase H's all around.
Right. That's
the table
what it was. It got that potential. You know what I'm saying? Like, the group could have a potential because they making some decent music now. It's just a matter of getting that hit out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What I think, it ain't had that smack on it. It didn't have that smack. Yeah, it's not something. I don't even think I would bump it in the car, for real. Like, Glasses Malone is cool. I think Glasses part was all right. But,
yeah, that's what I was just going to say. His verses were
Glasses
raw,
part was all right, but dude was kind of like...
He was lazy.
I don't think he came with the same hard bodiness, you know, as Glasses came on the track. Like,
he was being lazy because he had G on the song. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't sit back and let him carry the record. Do your thing.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the thing that... that's my thing with it. I don't think it was... Didn't have that oomph, man. Bugsy, what you think about it?
I mean, I'm agree with y'all, but I'm gonna throw in. For me personally, the hook really wasn't
y'all
really doing it for me. The hook,
the hook was lazy, huh?
It was like one of those you throw it at Tyson. He look at you like, that's your hook.
Like really? Huh.
Wow.
Pretty much.
I must break you now.
Hey,
I must
yo,
break you.
Lush.
Yeah.
Look, the sun's setting right now. The Sabbath about to begin. I got to move up before, you know what I'm saying, I violate.
Okay, so yeah, I don't want you to get. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to beat you.
Nah, I'm gone now. But, you know, it's always a pleasure. You know how I do it. It's the Lushy Lush Special Ed Show.
Nice.
Once a month.
Nice. Forget about the other children in the classroom. It's fine.
Nah.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
She knows she in for it when she called me because I don't be playing.
Yeah. You know, he know I love him to death. I love Special Ed to death. And, you know, I'm definitely proud of everything you're doing. You know, love the wifey, love the kids. You know what I'm saying? I love you to death. And, you know, I know you got to get out the heat because, you know what I'm saying, you too pretty to begin melting like that over there.
Ah.
To the melt.
Yeah, now. Yeah,
that was like extremely tender. Awesome.
Nah, we rough around here. We raw, my man. We straight Church Ave over here. But you know, me and Lucky Lush, we chop it up. You know what I'm saying? That's my right there. So
I got love for her too. She know what it is.
Yeah,
I love you,
bro. Shout out to your whole staff over there, everybody, and everybody on the call in. And everybody that support the Lushy Lush movement, all right?
Appreciate it.
All right, y'all, stay up. I'm going to holla at y'all. She know when she send the bat signal, I'll be calling in like, what? I got my thing. What's up? what's the problem, Lush? What's going on? I'm all through the DMV with that. It's all good. I just came from Philly, too. You know, I had to pass by. It was raining, though. It was like a storm or something chasing us down the highway.
Where? Are you serious? And you ain't even
let me
know?
Yeah, I was in Philly last week. Oh, you know what? You're right about that. But I be, Lushy Lush, it's like I be tweeting and trying to Facebook and keep up like that because I can't, like, my brain, my wife said I got, like, ADHD or something. So it's like I can't remember to call everybody in that particular vicinity to let everybody know. So I just tweet it, Facebook it, send it out, and hope we all get the message. You know what I'm saying? So, everybody, all my people out there, I ain't never forget you. I just be forgetting everything.
Yeah, definitely.
next time
when you in the area and stuff, so we can, you know, definitely promote it and go hard with it and stuff, you know, when you're coming in the DMV or close to the tri-state area, you know, next time.
No doubt. All right, that's what it is. Always. You know
good
how
stuff.
We do it.
That's what it is.
I got to come back and rock your sonar again, too, man. What's good? We got to do the thing.
Did you hit Busy? Did you link up with Busy? Busy's trying to do
stuff. I did hit Busy. I got to hit him back, though, real to real. I just been driving all over the damn map, getting it, trying to get it, you know what I'm saying, and then going to mix all that, man. It's crazy out here, Lush.
He cooking it. I talked to him not too long ago. He cooking up some stuff, so I think y'all need to link up, like ASAP. Like, I think you should.
Okay.
Up
yeah,
with
let's
him.
Do that. I'm going to shout him out. Shout out to Busy B, original Chief Rocker, Yao Ming.
Yeah.
All right,
love you to death, man.
I'm going to run, but I'll talk to y'all real soon. Y'all already know how I do it. All right?
Yes. Shout out to Special Ed, man. Special Ed came through to show us some love. You know what I mean? I love him to death. You know, make sure you support him. Follow him on Twitter, at Special Ed Music. Make sure you follow him on Twitter because he's definitely doing his thing. You need them hooks, you know what I mean? Whether you overseas or whatever, man, it's crazy right now. It's crazy right now.
Hey, Lush, can I ask you a question?
What did you say?
Can I ask you something?
Yeah, what's the question?
What's he saying, Yao Ming?
No, not like Yao Ming. He was like, yeah, nah, me. Like.
Okay. No, because it sounded like you said Yao Ming. I was like, okay, cool.
Oh, nah. But, Guru, what did you think about the joints, man?
Yeah, I mean, it had that West Coast, you know, real feel to it, but it was like kind of regular schmegular, you know, I'm taking that line from my nigga Cheyenne, you know, I heard this, you know, this term regular schmegular, you know, it wasn't really nothing wrong with the track, but it was just really regular, so if I had a phone call in the G-Ride, I'd probably turn it down a little bit.
Nice! Turn it down.
Turn it down a little bit so I can put it on the phone. But I'm not gonna trip on the song. I had, you know, one thing about the West Coast and Special Ed made a good point. You know that, you know, out the box, you know, it might not be their single, so you know you gotta be, You know, it might be a B-side cut. You know, you just gotta be careful what you send to the station, man.
It's pretty much one of them records that, like, I don't know if they had a long night in the studio or what. They probably had like 30 other records, and then they was just like, "What do you want to go with?" He's like, "I don't know. I'm tired. I want to go home." And then they just pulled that out the stack. But not like I said before. You know what I mean? Shout out to G. You know what I mean? Everybody. It's an okay record. Come harder next time. Don't be so lazy on the hook. Kill it. Thank you. You only get one opportunity.
Definitely, definitely. And first impressions kind of, you know, implant on people's minds. But, I mean, I think I would want to hear more from him before I really judge him hard like that. So I'm kind of in between with that song. We got another joint from a female MC. This is a female MC. It's called, and her name is Breathless. It's called It's Your Girl. Let me know if it's hot or not.
Yep, I'm like the Corleone, born into a gifted home. Asthmatic, bad habits, and damaged track addict. Living well too, tired of hearing jealous dudes. Mad that I'm from Belgium, I don't know what to tell you. You got a problem with it, go see my mama with it. She's got a statue for you like you thought Osama did it. I go beyond the limit, I'm not a face down, take down, wait now.
Yeah, it's your girl.
Oh. Now real talk, I am giving clear thoughts. With me in the world, what you ever left us here for? I'm what you feared for, making me the last days. A little birdie heard your mama say, I make it burn ya, internal inferno. I am scientific with proven not to concern ya. I'm trying to learn ya, so baby take it easy. I know you're heated at me, but I'm unbelievable, reaching the unachievable. So follow the leader, we need to free the people, yo.
Breathless, bitch.
Yeah, that was Breathless right there, man. She was going hard. I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? Let me know what the fellas think out there, man. You know what I'm saying? Lush Radio Online, Breathless, man. It's your girl. My co-host, one and only Future Guru. And, well, I got three co-hosts now tonight. I got my boy Bugsy, Future Guru, and Spokesman. What y'all think about that joint, man? Was it hot, man, or not?
That joint was Benoodles. I'm for real. I messed with it. You know what? It was the beat. And she raps like one of them chicks that when you see what she look like, you don't believe she rap. That's what I think. I want to see her face. Yes, because that record was hot. I like it.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And definitely, definitely. And who else we got live in the building? Guru, how did you feel about that, Guru?
Well, it had to be that little something on it. So, you know, her delivery was, you know, it was really on point for the beat. You know, but I do agree with my man. You know, she probably is a little firecracker, so I probably would want to see her too and hear some more from her. But she get the lowercase H tonight.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She was all right.
Lowercase H's all around, everyone. Lowercase H's.
Yeah.
Now you know what I noticed, though? We handing out, like, a lot of lowercase H's. I'm going to say this. It's kind of like when you want to say you like something, but you don't know enough about it to say you like it yet. So that's the reason why we're being in lowercase H's. I don't want people to think, y'all biased or this or that. It's because we need to hear more from you people. But at the end of the day, lowercase H is a good thing. The bad thing would be if we gave it a capital G. That would be a bad thing. That would be a bad thing.
Bugsy, what do you think about that?
I would say she did a thing, man. Like, I don't know. You know, I think she been listening to my girl Jaja, so, you know, she probably got her little umph from that, man. Because she kind of, for a second, you know, remind me of...
Wait, where is she anyways?
Who?
Jaja.
We had her on the show not too long ago.
I talked to her on Twitter. She's doing a thing. She dropping a GT album. She just actually dropped a joint on Memorial Day. She got another one coming out either this month or beginning of next month. She going hard
good
body,
shit,
man. Shout out to Jaja.
Good shit.
Yeah, we had her on not too long ago and stuff, and she was on the show. Definitely shout out to Jaja. I'm going to give it a capital H, yo. I'm going to get that joint. She went hard. She went hard on the joint. I think her delivery was crazy. Her punchlines was nice on the joint. And you know, it's rare, you know, that we really get female MCs. But we get them on the show, but, you know what I'm saying, independent ones, you know, to get their music like that. So, I mean, not to say, you know, on the female tip, I think she was hot. I think
like
that
girl power.
Hot.
I'm going to say this, too. Like, this was one of them joints that, like, initially, when it first came on, I was listening in the middle. I took my ear off the phone, and she said something that made me put my ear back on the phone, which means you got something. If you can catch my attention when I don't want to pay attention to you, yeah, you the shit, so.
Yeah, man. Yeah, definitely, man. She was definitely nice. I definitely, like this joint, actually. So it's definitely a nice joint.
You should get her to do some drops for me. Yeah.
Okay.
I would say she got the other two tracks beat.
Yeah. I think she went harder than the other ones that we just heard. Not all of them, but the two ones when they just came on, because the first two ones that me and Spokes heard, they was definitely hot. It was definitely high. You know what I'm saying?
But
the first one actually.
She beat the last two though. Yeah.
Yeah, she beat the last two joints. I think she might be a winner. I might actually interview her on the show.
Yeah, she the shit.
We might actually interview her on the show because we might want to get some more songs from her and get some drops and stuff. So if you're listening out there, Breathless, we need some drops from you, and you might consider bringing you on the show to do an interview and stuff because we kind of like your music. You know what I'm saying? Unanimously around. So
it's 2010.
I'm saying?
Tweet us. Have your people tweet our people. How about that? Yeah.
All Lush Radio Live. We live in the building. The question of the day is, do you think she's a gold digger? What's your definition of a gold digger? And is it wrong to be a gold digger? And the question is also, like, you know, most of their mothers raised the young girls that go out for the best. So is it wrong if she tries to look for the best and he happens to have money? Guru, what's good, man? Tell us, man. Tell us the definition of gold digger, and is it wrong to be one?
Is it wrong to be a gold digger? I mean, that depends on who you. I mean, some guys like gold diggers, and girls like being gold diggers. So I mean, it's kind of hard to answer that one. Some guys is out there.
Some dudes say it ain't tricking if you got it, but
yeah.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it is what it is, man. I mean, if for the most part, if I'm not going, that's like saying I'm knocking the hustle. I can't knock the hustle. That's number one. So I can't do it. So for the most part, y'all know these young ladies is out there looking for the big, major trick daddies. They're not really looking for the little trick daddies. So, I mean, if you fit that category, I can't get mad. I can't really get mad. I just know how I roll. I know how I operate. So. There's no animosity for the gold digger. We all know what the term is. She getting it for the guap. So if the dude, I'm just gonna throw it on the dude right now. So I gotta look at that. If he's gullible and he's really passing off when he don't got it, that's a dumb thing. So if he passing off and he do got it, everybody happy. Who's mad? I'm not mad. I'm not really mad.
That's like getting upset with somebody because they charged $1,000 for something. If you think the price is high, that's fine, but they're not going to charge you unless they can get it. And the same can be said for gold diggers. She's not going to do it unless she knows that on some level or another, he's going to allow her to do it. A gold digger wouldn't be a gold digger without a dude who allowed her to be one. So,
yeah.
I mean, you can call him whatever you want to call him, but it's on the gold diggy, not the gold digger. Because at the end of the day, you don't have to give it to her. If you choose to give it to her, that's your fault. People label her because she's the female, but it's really the dudes who started that business, man. The first dude who said, I don't care, it ain't tricking if you got it, all that business, he's the reason why we got that term gold digger. Don't put it on the woman. It's on the guy, man.
True.
Bugsy, what's your definition of a gold digger?
I mean, I kind of agree, but I'm going to say I kind of disagree, only because, you know, like, I've seen it myself. Shorty be out there in other females' hands, or don't fuck with him unless he's doing this. So, I mean, at a point, yeah, you can blame it on dude because, you know, ain't a nigga giving it up. He's just dumb for doing it. But 9 times out of 10, it's a huddle of females that's starting, because if one female do it, she's going to get the next one to do it. Oh, don't fuck with him unless you get in this. Girl, if you're going to do that. So, I mean, you really can't necessarily really blame it on the dude because the chickens is in another chicken's ass squawking that info. And she picking it up like, well, yeah, that's true. That's just like a pimp going to a lady like, yo, why are you doing that for free when you can, you know what I mean?
But check this out. I'm going to ask you a question. Okay, you say that, you know what I'm saying, it's a huddle of females saying don't mess with him and this and that. Okay, I'm going to equate this to, let's say, a woman getting pregnant or whatever. Like, can you say wholeheartedly that, you know what I mean, the dude ain't partly responsible because he beat the joint? Say it's the same concept because... You can't tell me that, you know what I'm saying, a gold digger can be a gold digger without somebody who will allow her to be one. You can't tell me that. It doesn't equate.
My response to that would be, all right, now on that level, it's just like if a chick got in a mindset, you think she's just gonna go fuck with any old nigga if they not gonna put nothing in her hand. She looking at it as, well, if this nigga ain't doing nothing for me, why would I fuck with him? You dig what I'm saying? So it's not just because the nigga's like, well, hey, I'm about to get this baby, I'm about to get you, and you ain't got to give me nothing back. Nah, some females got the mentality, and trust, the only reason why I know this, because they tell me this shit, you know what I mean? But it's just like, they be like, well, if the nigga ain't got nothing, I ain't fucking with him. I be looking at him like, yo, you really got to get your own shit. That's just how I feel.
I mean, nah, I feel you, but I put it like this, you know, I'm not saying that I don't agree with you, because I do. I'm saying that if a chick look at the situation and she say, if he don't have nothing, I'm not going to mess with him, it's his choice to give it to her. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. That's the stay in their lane, mess with the sugar daddies, what they call them.
Because she can't have it unless he give it to her. So, yeah, I agree with you, and I'm definitely starting to tell the guys, I mean, you got to kind of raise your expectations as far as the chicks that you deal with. I mean, if she's taking more from you than she's giving to you, you don't need to speak to her, much less lay up with her or whatever else the case may be. You don't need to be breathing in her direction. That's just my opinion. Because me personally, see, that's the thing. I can't do stuff like, I can't be a sugar daddy because I'm too cheap for that. She want a big meal, I take her to McDonald's. I'll supersize it and get an attitude if she look at me funny. I'm just saying, I'm not that dude, but more power to the dudes that are, and more power to the chicks getting the money from them, because, like he said, you can't knock the hustle. If you can get it from him, take it. Shit. He deserved to be taken if he let you have it. So, whatever.
Almost that. Oh, my thing to the dudes out there, because you said it, man. Like, a lot of niggas be saying, it ain't tricking if you got it. Stop being
bullshit.
Stupid, man. Tricking is tricking. Tricking is tricking. I don't care how you shoot. Tricking is tricking.
And guess what?
Guess what?
You spending more money than the average person because you say it ain't tricking if you got it.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. And wow. Regardless, you're going to have to spend anyway. Whether you're getting her a meal or a drink, whatever, you tricking. Oh, baby, you want a drink? Let's get you. You tricking. Oh, you hungry? I mean, yo, at the end of the day, it's just tricking. Unless that's your significant other.
So it's either way. We got another call on the line. I think we got Breathless on the line. Y'all want to say a couple of things to Breathless? Breathless, are you live on the line with us?
What's up, y'all? What's
up going
with
you? Down?
Hey. How y'all doing?
You doing great, man. We was talking about gold diggers and stuff. What's the definition of gold diggers? And is it wrong to be a gold digger? You know what I mean? And, you know, we talked about your song. Your song is how you came hard. We like it and everything. So, you know, you want to tell the world, you know, your Twitter, how they can get at you and some of the new things that's popping with you right now, Breathless?
Yes, I do, actually. I got so much popping right now, and I thank you, actually, for playing my shit and appreciate the critique, you know. I'd love to send you some more so you can get me a capital H in that bitch, you know. But right now, you know, I'm about to drop an album, got a project coming out, got a new company I started. It's entertainment. I'm about to blow the water out the pieces. And, you know, I'm just trying to keep it moving, man, let people hear my stuff and do as much as possible.
Okay, so I'm ready to follow you now. What's your Twitter?
It is at Breathless Music. Follow me so you can see what I look like.
Definitely. Have to see your face.
Somebody, one of y'all explained it exactly right. I don't look like I sound.
I said that. Now.
Yeah.
It's spelled how I sound?
So true. Say what?
It's spelled how I sound?
Breathless Music.
Mm-hmm. Music.
They call me Breathless. They call me Honey Bee. I got a couple names, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I hear Honey Bee, huh?
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, so I'm following her now, people. I'm following her now. I'm going to the button. I'm going to follow her right now. Hang on.
That's what it is, definitely. And Guru, you got a question for our girl live in the building, Breathless?
Yeah, how you doing, Breathless? I just want to say welcome to the show, welcome to the Lush family, and you know, keep sending the hot joints. I like your phone voice, though. Most of all, I just want to give a little compliment to the way you came in and introduced and acknowledged and, you know, put forth what you bringing. That was real classy, and I was real professional of you. So I'm actually on that level with you right now and checking for more. So I'm about to follow you on Twitter just like my man did. We live on Twitter. I'm happening to be live on Twitter right now, even though I had a hectic day, but I'm going to leave that alone. Lush already know. This is business. So, listen, we appreciate you coming on. I'm actually just about to hit a tweet to you in about two seconds that you're on the show. So, follow back. That's basically
what I got.
I'm going to
follow back.
Follow back.
No, I'm going to show
back. Follow
back,
you good.
Definitely. I got all y'all.
That's what it is. And, Bugsy, you got a question for our girl, Breathless, I have on the line?
Yeah, first off, salute, Ma. You know, congratulations and everything you got coming up and the success you're getting. My question is, like, who you listen to? Like, who's your inspiration to, you know, as far as, like, this rap game girl, hip-hop, whatever you may call it nowadays?
Yeah, I listen to so much stuff. It's crazy. I listen to everything because everything is relevant right now. You know, I have to know what's out there in order to come out and do the best that I can. But what I'm really bumping is kind of older stuff, you know. I'm bumping some Biggie. I'm bumping some, you know, some old Jay-Z, some Lil Wayne. Actually bumping some Lauryn Hill and some Rod Digger, too. So, you know, I'm kind of on some classic stuff right now. That's what I've been on lately. But still listening to everything that's going on now.
Okay. That's what it is.
That's what it is, and you missed it, man. We had Ra on not too long ago on the show. I wish you was on when we had her. And we had Yo also. You know, we had several females on MCs on here showing them love and stuff. You know, but I definitely like your style and everything you got going on with the whole delivery and everything. And since it is Freestyle Friday, Follow Fridays, can we get a Lush Radio exclusive real quick? You know what I'm saying? Can you give us a little bit? You know what I'm saying? Can you give us something?
Okay, let's see. Off the top, let me profess my name. It's the 5'2 3/4 spitting propane, and I'm burning things from Omaha to Japan. Nigga, I am the man. I'm nigga the woman, and I'm just playing around. I be playing.
That's all good. That's what it is. That's all good. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the song speaks for itself, you know what I mean?
Right.
The song speaks for itself. But we definitely like what you're doing, man. Anything that we need to look for, like videos or anything like that, or mixtapes you need to look for?
Got a mixtape coming out through It's Entertainment. It's gonna be a whole bunch of artists, some new artists that we're about to expose to the world, and I'll have some exclusive stuff on there, as well as H. Smith and some others. And as like I said, my album will be out soon, and I'll be dropping a whole bunch of singles just to, you know, let you know what I'm about.
Nice.
And I appreciate y'all for having me.
That's what it is. We definitely appreciate you. We salute you. The only thing I'm going to ask is if you can, you know, get us some drops over here for Lush Radio Online. Send us some jobs, baby girl.
Absolutely, I got you.
That's what it is. We definitely appreciate you. And the question of the day is, what's the definition of a gold digger? And is it wrong to be a gold digger? You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of our mothers train us to, you know, go for Mr. Right, the one that is successful in life. You know what I mean? Does that mean you're a gold digger if you're looking for, you know, that stable man? Talk to us. What you think?
Not if you're just looking for a stable man and you're doing your own thing. But if you're not doing anything and you're just looking to live off that stable man, then that's a gold digger. And it's not the right thing to do because, you know, you're not making anything of yourself. What are you going to do when he leaves? He'll ask for a white girl.
Yeah! I like how she said that.
Fuck yeah! Way to go.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow. That was funny as hell.
I'm sorry, too.
Yo, we live on Lush Radio Online right now. We got Miss Breathless live in the building, and we was talking about, you know, gold diggers. What's your definition of a gold digger and stuff like that? And, you know what I'm saying, is it wrong to be a gold digger? Talk to us. We're live on Lush Radio Online, and I'm giving y'all throwbacks, man. I don't know if y'all heard this joint. This is another Hot or Not song. It's called Sin Marley. He's out of the DMV area. It's called Tear the Whole City Down. And since we have another artist on here, Breathless, I want to get your feedback on this joint, you know. Right. This joint right here is called Tear the Whole City Down. Let us know what you think.
With this one, I'm going to tear the whole city down.
Let's tear the whole city down right there. You know what I'm saying? I want to know what you guys think about this. Send Molly. Let me know what you think, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. Yeah, you know what it is. Hot or not on Lush Radio Online. But we're going to let the ladies first. Ladies first. Ladies go first.
Hey.
The beautiful and sexy and hot. Breathless, what you think about that?
Okay. Let me tell you. I want to like it. He sounds so much like Kanye to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
That like is killing it for me. Like, I want to like it because I like, you know, I like the track. I like the way he's spitting. Like, he's spitting his heart out. You can tell he feels what he's saying. But he sounds so much like Kanye. And that's, I can't get past that, really.
Okay, can I be the bearer of bad news? Well, further bad news?
Talk to me.
Basically, it's like, okay. It's like she said, you know what I'm saying? I really, really, really want to like it. You know what I'm saying? Because, okay, anybody who knows me know that, you know what I'm saying, I'm all about my DMV and everything like that. You know, but, I can't like it. I can't. I have no choice.
Wow.
I mean, because my thing is, I cannot live a lie. So, there you go.
I'm going in tonight. What you think, Guru?
Yo.
What you think, Guru?
Nah, it didn't grab me, yo. It didn't. Just
it didn't grab you, Guru?
It was too busy. It was too much going on, yeah. It
didn't grab me. So I would have probably, you know, no disrespect, I would have, you know, I would have switched the station, yo. I would have seen what else on the radio.
See, at least I didn't say all that. Shout out to DMV. I love y'all, man.
Nah, man, it is what it is, man. That's what this show is, man.
Yeah, you right. You brutally honest opinions. You right.
That's what this Hot or Not is all about. If
yeah,
hot or not. That's why the name of the show is Hot or Not, dog.
You are so right about that.
And Bugsy, what you think about that joint, Bugsy?
Oh, I had to put it on mute. My little man bugging out right now. He's going loud.
Ah.
But,
you heard him.
Yo, I mean, this ain't the first time I heard it. I'm going to let y'all know it's not the first time I heard it. Yeah, you know I mean, but, I mean, it kind of grew on me. I didn't heard it a few times, you know what I mean? But as far as, like, a first hearing, it's something you got to listen to a couple of times. I ain't going front.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And, you know, my thing is that, I like it myself, but it had to grow on me, you know, and I actually like the song. So I ain't going to give it a capital high. I will give it a lowercase high. I like the song myself.
A baby H,
yes. I definitely give it a baby H. I actually do like the song, though, you know what I'm saying? And this is Hot or Not. If you're just tuning in, Hot or Not, Lush Radio Online, man, giving you some real music, giving y'all independent artists. And this is one time only, the first and the last time we're doing this, okay? Because artists, y'all know that, you know, we usually have, you know, a submission fee when it comes to the Hot or Nots and stuff like that. But tonight, we were only doing that for, you know, a selective few because we had Special Ed live on the line to, you know, play your music and stuff like that to tell us, you know what I'm saying, how it felt. And also this show is actually going to be archived. And, you know, we have plenty of people from all around the world that downloaded and listened to it back to back. So it also gives you exposure. So only for today, we did that for you guys on the show, you know, to show y'all guys some love. But y'all know usually it's a submission fee. But today, only today, you know what I'm saying, we gave it. You know what I'm saying? So we're showing that love. We're showing that independent love tonight on Lush Radio Online because you know what it is. You dig? You know what I mean? And if you do want to get on Hot or Not on further days, make sure you holler at my boy, Future Guru 100. He's had a promo on Lush Radio Online, man. And it's Future Guru 100 on Twitter, futureguru100@gmail.com. Holler at him, and he'll tell you the business. You know what I mean? For real. You know?
For real, and don't play with me either.
Wow.
I go in.
For real, definitely. And shout out to our girls, Lush Girls International. We will have y'all shirts, be picking them up later tonight, and we're going to be going in. So watch out. We're going to have the Lush Radio girls, all hot, sexy chicks from all over, rocking the shirt, showing how much they love Lush Radio. And on top of that, we're going to have the calendar and more events to come. And I'm also working on a showcase that might be including Kevin Sean from Jive Records. So make sure you get ready because it's going on. You know what I'm saying? It's going on and popping. Lush Radio Online, man. We here for the people, man. And we here, you know, and we all we ask for you is just to show us your support, man. For real. Lush Radio Online, we get it popping. You know what I mean? Guru, you got any updates for the people out there in regards to Lush Radio Online or anything that's going on?
Yeah, no, I do. I just want to, you know, let everybody know that Lush Girls International is taking it to the next level. For all you young ladies out there that's looking for better promotion, you know you need it. And I put something on Twitter today, man, and this is for everybody. This ain't just for the models. I'm going to be real brief. I put on Twitter a question. I posed a question, and I asked the question, can you sell out Madison Square Garden? And I answered it, if not, you need promotion. So that's basically my concept. I got a question for all y'all artists who think y'all doing things.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm real being honest right now. I'm just saying. We here
tell
for
it,
y'all.
Though, tell
we,
it.
We here for y'all when the reality check really hits you that you're not popping.
Like, mm-hmm. Oh,
like
hell yeah.
When you get that reality, when you get that serious dose of reality and you say, yo, I'm tired of promoting this shit by myself and la, 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 la. You know that I'm on Twitter all day talking about the team. And guess
so
what?
Basically,
the team is getting bigger. The team is getting stronger. We doing it daily and nobody sleeps around here. Somebody always on that thing, typing on the keyboard, on their phone. Do what you do and get it how you live. That's what we doing. We go hard in the paint. So please go check my Twitter and go see the new Flash Design websites that are going to be available for all you models that's listening. We can make it happen, and all you artists that want to step your game up and get yourself a serious bio and a press kit online, which we call an EPK. And if y'all keep seeing me talk about EPK on Twitter, it's an electronic press kit that we could hook up. Let's go write your bio if you need help. If you don't have a bio, holler at me so I can holler at Lush. And then we could get your website up ASAP. That's all. That's really all I got to say. We're doing it for the models. We're doing it for the artists via Lush Girls International. This is really promo. So it's Lush Radio Online. It's Lush Girls, I-N-T-L. It's Genius, Ebenezer, K-Star Beauty, Bugsy. You already know. Shout out to everybody that's down with this movement, man. Because, matter of fact, when you go on my Twitter, you're going to see me saying it's a movement. Because we moving. Ain't nobody stuck in the mud. We're not standing still. Our foot is on the gas pedal.
That's why he had a promo on Lush Radio Online. He goes in on the Twitter hard body, man. He gets them followers. He gets that traffic. It's crazy right now, and we got the promo packages on Genius site, Genius Music, you know what I'm saying? You can check that out, or you can check it out on www.lushradioonline.com. And, you know, we got the promo packages, you know what I'm saying? You can keep coming on the show and stuff like that, man. It's all good, but, I mean, you can actually be a sponsor. You can sponsor the show, and we'll go hard body for you on here. And, you know, or you can be a sponsor, you know what I mean, depending on what you want to do. You know what I mean? We work with your budget, you know. We know that it's a recession. We know y'all broke, but we can work with you. Lush Radio Online, man. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
We have different package rates depending on your situation.
On
Lush Radio Online, we do the custom commercials for you. You want to get the commercials done, you know what I'm saying? You want to get your stuff blasted out. You need some press releases. We do all that on Lush Radio Online, man. We'll send your stuff to PR Wire, everything. Like, we goes in, you know what I mean? If you want to find out that market in wherever state you at, the local papers, the city papers, we'll contact the editors if you need to get a spread done. We do that. You know what I'm saying? You need a 1-800 number for your business. You need a conference call number. Holla at us. We got the websites, all that. We got the promo chicks. You need promo chicks for your music video? We got that. Holla at Lush Online. You need custom shirts, the brand, whatever your business is? We got that. Holla at us, man. One-stop shop, man. Let's get your promo on. Stop faking on yourself, man. You know what I mean? Invest in yourself all day, every day, because if you don't, and if you really don't, nobody, who's going to invest in you? If you don't invest in yourself, who's going to invest in you? Real talk.
Lush, I just want to get online. One more. I got one more thing to say real quick, because I know I came to the show late today because I was taking care of business. One more thing I do got to say for all you people that's listening. Y'all know I don't even rock with a lot of DJs, but I do got to give a special shout-out to DJ Alamo. The dude got a lot of energy on these mixtapes. I'm definitely going to support all you artists out there that want to take it to the next level. Alamo does not sit still. He's a great DJ, and he can tear a party up. So shout out to DJ Alamo and shout out to Jayumi online, because they supporting the station and they want to rock with us. They want to see what's really popping. Like, how can we make it a bigger? They want to make movies with us. Like, basically, we making a movie. Y'all see our Twitter's lighting up like we Hollywood, but we not Hollywood. We in the hood trying to help y'all. Hollywood is 3,000 miles from here. I'm not acting funny with y'all. I'm just trying to tell y'all, support the station, support the show, support the models, support the promo, and things is going to happen for you. Like, it's not a gimmick. It's not a game. It's just how we do. We do our job very well around here, yo.
And definitely, and on top of that, remember, man, in the Jewish community, the dollar circulates several times. So why don't you support your local people, man? Because we supporting y'all. You can't get education and knowledge that we give y'all through the whole entire week from any other show that I know that's out there. So, you know what I mean? We giving y'all the real. We giving y'all education. We giving y'all people that y'all might not even be able to be on the phone line with on a humble. Because we trying to support y'all and give y'all what you need and what you want. You understand? So we live on Lush Radio, and if we ain't working together, we ain't working at all. You know what I mean? Everybody that comes on the show, we definitely love and support their music and try to do what we can to support you. You know what I mean? All we ask is tweet us a little bit. You know what I mean? Come join in the show. Do that. I mean, spread the love. We'll show the same love to you. Because Lush Radio, once you come on the show, you family. But don't disappear. Don't act like you're trying to treat us like a stepchild, you heard? You know what I mean? Lush Radio Online, man. We do it for the people because we are the new era of radio. We are the people's voice. And I definitely want to thank everybody out there that definitely came and supported us on the show tonight. Make sure that you support Will Smith's son. This little boy is cute as a button. I love him to death. You know, no homo, and I'm not trying to be a pervert, but if I was a little bit younger and I was a baby, like, around his age, I'll at him like, yo, what's
scamming on baby squirrel, nice.
Men can't do that, Lush. Knock it off.
Lush tried
to jump
in
the hot
tub.
Knock it off.
Let me stop, man. Let me stop it. But Will, man, y'all make some, Will and Jaden, y'all make some beautiful babies. You know, shout out to Jaden. You know, I'm very proud of him because he's standing on his own doing this thing. He did The Pursuit of Happiness, and now he's doing his own star in a movie. And it's the first time we had a black child being a Karate Kid. Come on now. This is an accomplishment, man. You know what I mean? So we got a black boy doing this thing. So we shout out to Jaden. I want everybody to support his movie. It's out tonight. So make sure you support Karate Kid. Jackie Chang in there. Everybody love Jackie Chang. Jackie!
Who doesn't like Jackie Chan?
Right.
Really?
Shout out to him, and shout out to everybody that's definitely supporting Lush Radio Online. And also, if you want the transcripts of, you know, the 48 Laws of Power, if you don't already have the book, I'm selling the transcripts. I sell it to you for $2. It's only $2. And next week's Thursday, we're going to be talking about the rest of the 48 Laws of Power. It was definitely an interesting show. We had 13 people on the line. 200 people in the chat room. It was retarded. It was crazy. And if you want to get it, it's $2. All you have to do is email me, and you know, we send the $2. We request the $2, and we'll send you transcripts of, you know, the 48 Laws of Power. Man, you might want to use it, you know, with your boss. Who knows? Or maybe you want to know it towards you. You know what I mean? Maybe you can counteract with the 48 Laws of Power. Let us know. Hit me up at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. Make sure you follow everybody on Twitter, Spokes, Bugsy, Future Guru 100, and Breathless, man. We out of here. Lush Radio Online. No matter what, keep winning. But you know what, though? I think I might just take it back to Digimon Planets because that's just how I feel. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
That's how I feel right now. I feel like Digimon Planets. When the last time you heard this joint? And we out.